as olondonga ste brevisto dromongo este brabanga. Evro bosto poco d'ombre vasca babange. E don custo rugo gumbabanga redesse. Eronando cutonda alle trete elonondo cuduras. Erlaude elementi. Ingidi giboco. Già già babà. Ci igi pocucci che canna. Evro ofurrus rama babanga gite ciocopococcio.
For the enemy would seek to destroy your land. He would seek to take it over and use it for his purposes. But I established this nation. Yes. I established it on the foundation of my word and on Christian values and principles. So rise up in faith. Rise up and know that I am on your side. Yes. Rise up and know that the angels stand ready to work at your command of faith. As you speak my word, they hear my word, and they go into action. And they will drive back the forces of darkness. For things that the enemy intends to do in this day and hour are premature. They're not intended for this day.
Hallelujah.
They're not intended
Hallelujah.
For this hour.
Hallelujah.
So rise up in confidence and in boldness and push back the forces of darkness through your faith and through your prayers. Release my angels to work on your behalf to hold the enemy back. For once I come and take you away, then the enemy will have his say, but not in this day, says the Lord.
Yeah.
For I am for you, and the enemy cannot be against you. So know that I have destined this nation for her finest hour. She shall rise up, and the gospel shall be preached from north to south, from east to west. In every city, in every community, the gospel shall be preached. And thousands upon thousands upon thousands will come to know me as Lord and Savior. And things will turn. And things will change. And the gospel shall go forth not only in this nation, but out of this nation to the nations of the world. The greatest thrust of missionary evangelism is yet to come, says the Lord. So don't let the enemy do what he's planned to do. I rely on you. I move when you move. So move, says the Lord. Move to the place of prayer, and you will see my mighty hand, and you will see my deliverance.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Father. We'll do it. We'll do it.
We'll take our place in prayer.
We'll take our place in prayer.
Yes, Lord.
We'll use the authority that you've given us in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Your word says, Lord, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church.
Right.
You know, when I was growing up in church, we sang this stupid song. Maybe some of you grew up in church, in a full gospel church, or even a denominational church. We sang this stupid song called Hold the Fort. Anybody ever hear that song? You didn't grow up like I did. And this dumb song was Hold the Fort, for I am coming. And it was like we're surrounded by the devil. As a little kid, I could just see the devil at the windows, you know, trying to get into the church. And the old ladies would wave hankies, white hankies. You know, what is a white flag? It's surrender. And as a little kid, all I saw was the devil pressing in. And we're just down here saying, come on, Lord, come and get us and take us out of here. That is the total opposite picture of what the Bible teaches.
Amen. Yeah.
The gates of hell should be out there trembling because we're advancing and pushing against the gates, not the gates pushing against the church. The devil wants to have us in this mindset that we're weak and we're powerless and we can do nothing, and then it's going to take stadiums full of Christians praying to get anything done. But that is not true. Your individual prayers are powerful. The prayers of this church are powerful.
Yes. Yeah.
And we're going to take this nation back for God.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Wow.
Glory.
Well, I've never done this before, but I believe it's God. You know, Jesus, he spoke the end result. And when the disciples was in the boat and they saw Jesus coming, he got in the boat, what did he do? He said, peace.
Yeah.
So I just want you to join with me. Yeah. We're going to speak to the social unrest in this nation.
Yeah.
And we're going to speak to the political unrest in this nation. We're going to speak to division in this nation.
Yeah.
And right now, in Jesus' name, we're just going to say, peace, be still in Jesus' name. Let's do that again. peace be still in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's all I have.